All right. Really, the only injury was Chris Conley, and he's okay. So, you know, obviously tough game to lose. It was just this finalization to it that hit you right between the eyes. And so, you know, I don't want to get away from the fact that the guys and the team had a good year, the organization had a good year. At the same time, we've got to take care of business and improve as we go forward here and learn from this. And so after watching the tape, I felt kind of the same way I did last night when I talked to you, that little things add up. I've got to make sure I take care of that. And we've got to eliminate some of the penalties and things early in the game that affected us down the stretch. I still felt like, after watching the tape, we had an opportunity there to win the game, and I know Fish is going to have a lot of eyes on him for that call, and I'm not sure I completely agree with what took place, but it did, and the call was made, and we live with that. So single elimination. This is how it works, and we're all big boys, and got to learn from it and move forward. So with that, time's yours.
You didn't agree with the holding call, though?
Well, there are certain things you agree with and don't agree with during games, and it really doesn't matter. I mean, now that we're sitting here, so I don't want to be fined any money, but I would tell you I was probably leaning the other way, yeah. I thought Fish did what he needed to do on that particular block to get that done. And the problem is when people slip, you know, it can look worse than it is, so.
Travis Kelce.
I don't know what Travis said exactly, but I agree with what I just told you. Yeah.
Andy, do you find that referees in the playoffs generally call things maybe a little differently, just in the sense that they don't call every tic-tac foul? I mean,
normally let you play, right? They normally let you play is what they do, especially in key situations like that. You know, so they normally just let it roll. But listen, we had plenty of opportunities before that. I don't want to use that as an excuse by any means. We had plenty of opportunities before that to take care of business, and that's where we've got to get that fixed by next year.
Do you look at any respect? Were you good with offense and defensive game plans? Like, do you feel you guys had that?
Okay. Yeah, I thought that. Again, there were some things that you come out of every game where you feel like you could have done something better somewhere. So I it's important that people think that, or you're not going to improve, right? So I'm not going to tell you everything was perfect, but that it put us in a position at the end, similar to Denver, where we had an opportunity with momentum to take it into overtime, right? And because of what happened, it didn't get to that point. But we had obviously flipped the feeling, the momentum in the game.
After looking at the tape, how do you feel Alex did?
Yeah, again, I would say the same thing. I know he talked to you now, so I know kind of what the direction he took. But it's probably what I said after the game. Are there plays he'd like to have back? Yeah, I mean, there's some plays he'd like to have back. Did he do some good things? Yeah, he did some real good things. So, yeah.
You know how this goes. You expect him to be your quarterback next year as well?
Yeah, I mean, come on. I'm sitting here. I mean, any of those questions that you always get asked, is your staff going to be together? Are players going to be here the day after a game like this? And, I mean, come on. I'm probably like you are. I was here till 2 in the morning going back through the tape and looking at it, and then here I am. So, I mean, that's the last thing on my mind right now.
What do you see as a strength of this team coming back next year? What you have?
Yeah, well, this is how. That's another. That's kind of falls into that same line. You got to see what you have coming back, and you evaluate it. You got to take a step back here and see all of that. But I would tell you that there's a certain grit that has been developed here, and I wouldn't expect that to change. It's been instilled in these guys, and we've just got to work out a couple little things here. We listen. We did better If there was a positive here, we did better in this game than we did when we played the Patriots, and you know, we put ourselves in a position there to win the game at the end. But we, you know, sitting here, that's again, all of that is hindsight because I'm doing this press conference and the other team's moving on. So,
Andy, when you win so many games like you did this year with those kind of remarkable comebacks, and you started feeling that surge at the end, do you start to get a sense about a team that it's got a real chance to go places? I mean, did you start to feel that about this team more sure. maybe than you normally
yeah,
would?
Well, that's why there's a you know, you have that bad feeling in your stomach. You know, you just you're sitting here and you thought you had an opportunity possibly to move on. You knew it was going to be a dogfight right down to the end there, and here, you know, here we are. So,
yeah. I respect what you said about Alex and not having time to think yet, but the final four quarterbacks are three guys who are probably going to the Hall of Fame and a guy who's probably going to be the MVP this year. What does that tell you about what you have to do to get to the next level?
Yeah, well, I still think you can win with Alex and do it? Yeah, I mean, we were right there. We were right there to do that. He made a phenomenal throw on the two-point play to put us in a position to take care of business. This wasn't all about Alex. I mean, that's not what this was and his performance and that. I mean, that's not what this came down to. So, yeah, that's how I feel.
Where in your mind do you think he could get better for next season? If it's not about this, you always say everybody get better.
Yeah, I'll step back and look at it. I mean, right now it was the you know, mistakes we made in this game. I mean, I tell you, I look at myself. We've all got to do that, and but that's going to take some time here as we go forward.
Do you go back to a certain part of the game maybe before the 2-point conversion? Do you feel like things could have changed? Any particular point where you feel like maybe you could have got momentum that you've missed out on?
I think now listen, we finished with you know, that last quarter. We flipped the momentum, we could have done better in the first half. We didn't sustain drives well enough. We didn't get off the field well enough, quick enough, so we could do better in those areas. Our return game was just okay, right? When the first one was good, and then when the couple they kicked to Tyreek weren't quite as good. So, you know, every area you can get better, and you have to in the playoffs when you're playing two, you know, when two good teams are playing, you don't have a lot of room for error there.
Coach, you use the phrase energy giver a lot, and Chris Jones seemed like during a couple of the breaks in action, we're just kind of into it, got the crowd involved. Just what was it like to see a rookie kind of embrace the moment?
Yeah. Listen, I thought he did just that. I thought he was into the game and played hard and all those things. He'll do nothing but get better. He's got a ton of room for improvement, and he'll do that. He wants to be a good, you know, known as one of the better players at this level. He'll. He'll have a good offseason here. He needs that, and come out ready next year.
Coach, I looked at the snap counts from the game. Lewis Tombo only had 7 snaps. Is that enough for that guy?
Yeah, well, it all kind of goes on how the game goes and situations. So they were running the ball quite a little bit, and you know, we were using Tombo mostly in pass situations and that. And, you know, that's how it ended up. Yeah.
Were the field conditions up to what you were expecting?
Yeah, field conditions were fine. Yeah. Yeah, they did a good job. I thought they resodded it, and I thought that held up well. And, you know, I didn't think that was an issue.
Several of your guys said that they thought this was the best team that they had been on. Are playoff losses, or the fact that you win a division, you get a bye, do these sting more than others, perhaps?
Well, yeah. I mean, listen, they sting. I'm telling you, it's a finalization. It's no different than you guys are feeling. I mean, it's done. It's over, and that's not the way you go into the game. You go into the game feeling like you're going to take care of business here and have an opportunity to move forward. So, and if it doesn't sting, then you got a problem, right? You got a problem on it. So I would expect most of the guys are hurting, and that's what I felt after the game. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how it goes, whether you've had the bye or not have the bye. I mean, it's a terrible feeling.
You guys went through a lot of trouble to keep him fresh this year. Did you feel like that plan worked? Did you feel he was pretty good at the end of the year?
Yeah, I thought he did some good things. I thought he did some good things early and some good things later. I mean, is he the same as when he was 20? No. I mean, we all get old, and that's why we had that plan in place for him.
One thing I noticed also, Terrence Smith got the start instead of Justin March Lillard. You guys brought him back. You know, kind of what went into that decision? When you guys first brought Justin off, was it with the intent of him starting at some point? Just kind of.
Well, we just see how he went here. Now, you remember how much time he had been out and coming off the injury. And then Smith kind of picked it up and did a fairly nice job in there. That was an unknown at the time when we did all of this. So we kind of left that as an open competition there, and then that's how it rolled. So
would March have been the third line, like say, like when he got hurt, would he have been the next man up?
Most likely, yeah.
Is there a part of you that, you know, I know it's easy to second-guess stuff now.
No. I mean, I feel like we did the right thing. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I feel like we did the right thing.
We all know you want a guy like Eric Berry to come back next year, but what are the chances of him coming back and being on this team, being that he's towards now?
Yeah, I mean, we have to see how that goes. I think everybody here would love to have Eric back. I mean, we feel he's a big part of the team and so on. I don't think that's different in the front office than it is right here as I'm speaking to you. So then you just have to weigh those things out and see how it goes. I mean, that's one of those things that's going to take time to see how it rolls.
Last year, you know, the contract negotiations were a little tough for that. Do you feel like this team needs to go maybe in a different direction, maybe get younger with a guy like Eric Berry that, you know, is getting a little older now?
Oh, I don't know about all that. Yeah, he's still pretty young, you know, not that old. I'm old. He's okay. He's all right.
What do you want you guys to take from this?
I want him to learn that just what we've talked about in here, that little things matter. It's good competition. You know, I mean, you did a heck of a job of battling. Tough team. It's going to carry you through into this next year and give you an opportunity to compete. Now we got to take care of those small things, the offsides, holding, all those little things, the penalties that take place, drop balls. We got to take care of those things. A missed tackle here or there can cost you, blown coverage. I mean, those things add up on you. And so you really got to take care of all those things. And I obviously start with myself. Am I putting the guys in the right position? Bob's going to do the same thing. Tobe does the same thing. So, you got to do that. And then, you can't lose the focus that we're here. We've done this, and I don't want the players to lose that. That you had a, you know, you busted your tail, had a good year, and the future's bright. We just got to take care of some things here, and it's going to take hard work to do that.
So. Couple more guys. Jamal Charles going to be, I think, 31 next season, coming off another knee. What chance, how do you feel the chances are of him coming back as something close to the player he once was?
Yeah, I don't think that's way too hard to predict. Right now, it's just a matter of keeping the swelling out of that thing and him being able to work at that same level and that he was able to do before. And he's here doing that. And I think that's important, and he wants it. And normally with the great athletes like he is, Hall of Fame athlete as he is, that given that, if at all possible physically, he will be able to do it again.
The health issue, willing, you see him being back next year?
Yeah, see, I can't answer those questions. I mean, we just got done with the game, so it's too early.
One of the big plays last night early was that third down pass down the ground. That Houston was back in coverage. Was that just a defensive breakdown, or did they just catch a bad matchup there?
Yeah, well, we had a fire zone type look on, and they got us in a match that, you know, they did the same thing, 92 on Jeremy Maclin. I mean, you know, those things, you got to get to him on the other part of that, on the front side of that. You know, Tom was around his ankle and making that throw. So, I mean, we got to get him on the ground. That's why you're doing those, and there's a little risk involved. Well, you know, the guy made a good play.
All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks, Dave.
All right. Take care.